on, bless the Lord. I said, come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Not because I'm here, but because he is in your life. Amen. And that's what you got to learn at each and every day, that no matter what happens in our lives, we're not going through this alone. He promised to never leave us or ever forsake us, no matter what you face on a day-to-day basis. You know, see, the biggest thing, I just got to say, that brother that spoke the word, it's no accident. I was just up with Ephiel, and he said the same exact thing. We are kings and priests. Now, to me, that's not coincidental. That's the same Spirit of God just operating in the same place. Remember, we are one church in two locations. Amen? And that's what we have to realize, the way that God looks at us and the way that God sees us. See, we're so worried about how everybody else sees us. We're so worried about how everybody else perceives us, how the world perceives us, or even how the church perceives us. But God says that you are a king and that you are a priest. Amen? Kings are rulers. All right? We reign and rule, or we're supposed to be reigning and ruling. Because he said when he created us in his image and likeness, he said, let them have dominion over the works of over his hands. So you got to see the reign. You got to see the rule. But the whole thing of it is, are you going to step into it? And the only way it's going to change is if you see yourself the way that God sees you. Created to reign. Created to rule over every situation and every circumstance that comes in your life. See, the greatness of a man or of woman is what they overcame. That's the greatness of a man and a woman. Look how great you are. Think about all the things that you have overcome so far in your life. Just think about it for a minute. Think about all the situations and circumstances that you've ever been in your life, and you're still here. When you thought that was going to take you out, you thought this was going to take you out, when he had that big knot in his stomach. But I got news for you. If you read the end of the book, we win. We win. And that's what you got to understand, that we win. No matter what, I'm a winner. So regardless of the situation, the circumstance, I must be in this to show that I'm a winner. See, that takes all the pressure off you. How this is all going to work out, and you put all the pressure on him. Okay, God, show me what I got to do. Amen? That's what we have to learn to do. That's what we have to start to do. And I wanted to talk today, like Josh was saying, because we're doing a series up there of stepping out in faith. You know, and faith is that confidence assurance that you have in Jesus. That's what faith is all about. The woman with the issue of blood, she spoke. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Why? Because of the confidence assurance that she had in her, that if I could just touch him, something's going to change in my life. See, that's what boldness is all about, being bold. Because we all been bold in a lot of other things that we shouldn't have been bold in, amen? And we all want to think about it, right? But your past is over, and you have to understand that you are now a creature in Christ with boldness, filled with his Holy Spirit, all right? Because we're going to talk about boldness and enthusiasm. But the thing of it is, if you're not enthused, you're not going to have no boldness. See, because your salvation has to mean more to you than anything else. The anointing that's in your life has to mean more to you than anything else. You have to guard that anointing, that gift that God has placed inside of you more than anything else. And if you ain't excited about being saved, look at the world that we're living in. See, with me, it's easy because every time somebody starts talking about their Mercedes and houses and all that stuff, I said, do you realize this all gonna burn up? That's not. I ain't hating you. I'm not a hater. That's nice. Okay, you got a Benzo. You got, you know what I mean, 14-room house and all. That's great. But do realize all this stuff is going to burn up. See, that's why you get bold in your faith, because now you got something to talk about. What do you mean it's going to burn up? There is judgment coming to this earth, whether you believe it or whether you don't. And see, the church, we're not supposed to be the ones that get lax. See, the world is lax. That's why we're going through so much we are as a country, as a world, and everything else, because the world has become relaxed. We ain't supposed to be relaxed. Now, no time, no minute of your life are you supposed to be relaxed. And when you find yourself being relaxed, you need to slap yourself or do something and say, listen, I can't stay in this place. I have an assignment. Jesus said, go forth into all this world, making disciples out of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all the things that I have taught you. What have you been taught from the Word of God? What is your lifestyle like? See, boldness ain't just stepping out and speaking to somebody. Boldness is going to work, taking your Bible out, and opening it up in the cafeteria where everybody else can see you. See, that's boldness. See, because I ain't sweating you. But this is what I do. This is who I am. Just the other day at work, one of the guys, I'm working at the UPAC here in Kingston, the theater down there on Broadway, and one of the guys that run the place, so I heard him say to my partner, what's up with that guy? He said, what kind of coffee does he drink? What's up with that guy? And he said, that's that Jesus stuff, he told. See, because I don't care what's going on in my life, I'm bold. I win. See, I wake up every day with the attitude that I'm going to win, regardless what the enemy throws at me, regardless of what the world throws at me, I'm going to win. You ain't going to steal my joy. You ain't going to steal my peace. You ain't stealing nothing because I hang out with the Prince of Peace. See, that's where you get it from hanging out with Jesus. Because, see, you can hang out with your friends. You can hang out with your family. You can hang out with your wife, hang out with your husband. You know, you can hang out with your kids. You can hang out with a lot of people. But sooner or later, they're not going to have what it takes to take you to the place and keep you there. Because the Bible says he will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed where? Upon him. We're all going to go through. Jesus said trials and tribulations you will have. He didn't say trials and tribulations you might have. He said trials and tribulations you will have. But, see, there's that transition, all right? And that's where we miss it, in the but. And that's why sometimes it's on, but. Okay? Because we missed the transition. But be of good cheer. Why? Because I have overcome the world. We just sang that song about him overcoming. Amen? And if I'm connected with him, I'm in fellowship with him because he overcame, I can overcome. See, the thing of it is, we don't like the situations and circumstances that we have to go through. That's all. But he said, when you pass through the waters. He didn't say no if. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, there's a whole difference between going through a puddle of water and going through a river. But when you go through